Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Tristan.
And I'm Mish.
What are we talking about?
Today we're talking about if a pill could ease your heartbreak, would you take it?
Uh-huh. Now, are you going to give me some, like, side effects? Like, if...
They haven't gone that far into it, but I don't know. Researchers are looking into, like, using certain drugs for stuff.
Kind of sounds like, you know, some antidepressants, to be honest, or some sort of painkiller, really.
I think one of them said something about MDMA. I think that's the drug.
MDMA.
It's some drug. I know I've heard of it in, like, you know, party scene drug.
Okay.
I don't know the exact acronym, but there's two M's in it. I know that for sure.
All right. So now, what if you had to... Well, first, all right, let's go through it, and then I kind of want to hear some potential side effects that you might think of. Like, you know, like if this, then that kind of situation. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I would give my... I feel like that's something I would want to take because, you know, you don't want to have to deal with the pain. If you got something that could ease the pain, I mean, I feel like it's a no-brainer at that point. Like, you going to sit there and tell me, no, you rather feel the pain for character development or character growth? Like, come on, you know? Because sometimes you can sit there and you can really be sad or heartbroken for days or weeks or months, maybe even years if you really feeling it. I don't know, but who wants to deal with that, you know?
True.
It's kind of a lot. So yeah, I would 100% want to take the easier way out, just pop that pill and I feel better, I move on type of shit, right? But what about you? What are you thinking?
I don't know, because it's kind of like 50-50. Because, like, obviously, heartbreak sucks. Mm-hmm. And, like, why would anybody want to go through that? Because, you know, it's not like you go through a heartbreak and you know the exact set of time it's going to take for you to move on. But at the same time, if, like, you just go towards the pills for all heartbreak, do we just become desensitized to our feelings and experiencing heartbreak? Because you're like, oh, I'm heartbroken, I'm just gonna take a pill and everything's gonna be fine,
right? I mean, yes. So at that point, I would think that you would be, like you said, you'd be desensitized to anything, because it's like with heartbreak comes learning a lesson, right? And nobody wants to learn lesson.
Because, like, your dog could die and you're heartbroken. Your family member could die and you're heartbroken.
Hmm. Oh, wait. Before you say anything, let's hear a word from our sponsor. All right. Back to the episode. I didn't really think about heartbreak like that. Because, I mean, yes, you could be heartbroken, but that's like... usually think of that as like... regular sadness.
Yeah, you know? And you think about heartbroken as romantic relationships, but like, yeah.
So you're talking about in general, like, yeah, this thing could heal all emotional pain.
I don't know about all emotional pain, but I feel like if they start at romantic relationships, why wouldn't they continue to grow from there, you know?
I see. But they do have those antidepressants. Jeez, why do I keep saying it like that? Antidepressants and some other medication now that kind of makes you feel a little bit better, that like uplifts your mood and shit like that. So they're kind of on it already. I could see that's why I didn't really consider it like that, you know? Like, there's a lot of stuff that's already there to kind of make you feel better. So when I thought of it, like, heartbreak is like something you can really only get from, I don't want to say betrayal, but, you know, like the pain you would get from like, let's say, you know, you have your best friend slash boyfriend or girlfriend, and that later becomes your husband or wife, and you spend years together, and then one day it's just over, right? When it comes to, like, let's say death, that's something that's unavoidable, and it doesn't hurt as bad. You know what I mean? I don't think it would, to be honest. Like, yes, it would hurt, but it's a different kind of pain when that person is still walking around. Like,
and you could see them.
Yeah, like their existence is still there, and you're thinking, like, they're absent from you, but they're still around, you know? Yeah. Whereas with death, it's like they're absent, and it's just they're no longer here at all. But now with the whole relationship thing, you have your, this person is gone, and it's like, not only are they staying gone, but you can see what they're up to, or you hear about them, what they're doing and shit like that. You know what I mean? And yeah, that is, to me, a different kind of pain. It's that, like, fuck you type of pain, you know? And that's why, like, I would take it in that situation to ease that pain and not have to learn the lesson with, like, however that person ended up messing you up, or however ended up just, you know, ending. But if it was, like, a situation with someone who died, I don't know. I don't, because that, like, it's not like you get over it quickly, but the idea is you do get over it.
But what if, because you're like, you know, we already have antidepressant medication and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, you know, with all types of medication stuff, like addictions and, like, people becoming reliant on that. So, like, what if, you know, you're so used to taking these pills, like, you've been taking them for like 10 years now, right? Mm-hmm. And then boom, you no longer have access to these pills, and now you literally cannot cope with a heartbreak. You don't know what to do. You feel like your life is falling apart.
Now, at that point, you know, when you're watching certain anime and, like, they go through some sort of trauma where their mind breaks. Like, let's say One Piece.
I know you're going to say One
Piece. That's where, you know, it comes to mind, because you know exactly where I'm going with this.
Yeah. As soon as you said anime and their mind breaks, I was like, here we go. He's going to say One Piece.
Well, there's some that I don't think that you've seen, so they wouldn't have been good examples. But in that situation where Luffy lost Ace, right? That was the first big loss he's ever really taken. He's never lost to the point where he's actually seen someone die or lost somebody, you know? Anytime that they did lose, they still ended up retreating relatively safely, you know? And you could tell the type of, like, trauma he was dealing with. And it would be a situation like that. Like, you don't know how to deal with anything, right? You've never felt these kind of things before. And now all of a sudden, you feel like it's actually there. And of course, it does depend, right? And this is where some, like, side effects and stuff come to mind. Because what if it's not something that you just take once and done, you know? What if it's like an actual prescription, like, oh, you got to take this every day for like a week or 2 weeks? Then at that point, I mean, addiction is 100% going to form. Even if it was a one and done, I mean, you're telling me you just get rid of my pain right away? Like, anytime I feel anything, that's going to be the first thing I think to reach for, you know?
Okay, but we are not anime. We are not fictional stories. Like, he went what he went through because, you know, most anime, you need your main character to go through some shit for them to develop. They did it with Naruto, whatever. Like, he was written the way he was written, right? Like, no matter what he goes through, in the end, he remains who he is at his basis, because that's how he's written.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not anime, and human nature comes into play. There's so many of us on the planet. You know, it's not like, oh, you know, he never went through some deep shit like he did, and he came out okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is gonna be like that, you know, because not everybody's gonna be the same, like, oh, eventually we'll turn out okay. That just won't be everybody.
Well, no, I do get that. And I was more so commenting on your original point of us, like, what if we become addicted to it? And what I was saying is that it's 100% going to happen. Like, because with him, I mean, he dealt with that pain, and that's usually how it is with people. You deal with the pain and eventually, you know, you forget about it, you overcome it, whatever it is. But if we are like, we don't fight that, we don't go through that pain, then all we're going to think of is like, anytime any pain hits, we're going to go for that pill. And then, like you said, it's going to build that addiction, you know? And since you don't know how to fight or how to deal with certain emotions, you may end up in a situation where, like, your life is ending. Well, you feel like your life is ending, and then you go for this pill and it's not there. Then at that point, you may just end up being real, you know, just real. I don't know. I would say you just lose your mind. You wouldn't know what the hell to do, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still 50-50. Like, I mean, a heartbreak sucks. I should know. I spent like 4 months crying myself to sleep because I was heartbroken. Mm-hmm. But it's like, what's over, it's over.
Yeah.
And it feels great.
Right.
You know, it feels really great to not cry myself to sleep anymore.
And so it's now, like,
obviously I wouldn't want to go through that again. But at the same time, it's just like, but do I want to rely on a pill to filter out my emotions? Like, we get an array of emotions for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, all right, so then what if the pill did the same thing that time would eventually do, right? Where it kind of just speeds through all of that and just lets your mind know that you'll be okay, that you'll be fine, and then you just move on.
I guess that's different. But like, what if comes a day where the pill does not tell you in time you'll be okay? What if it's like, yo, in time you're gonna be much worse off, you know? Like, what do you do in that scenario?
So, like, just the pill doesn't work?
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, then you just, like, you would feel the brunt of it. Like, it would just do the opposite at that point. You're just gonna be gone. But now, thinking about, like, you're already 50-50. I'm pretty much,
you're 100%. You're like, no doubt. You're just like, you know what? I'm gonna take this pill.
Cause, like, there's no point in like trying
feeling
to
sad.
not necessarily feel sad, but like you can spend a lot of time wasted, you know, trying to deal with like your emotions and trying to get over someone. And there's times when it's like, you know, you're trying to get over someone and it's a little bit harder to try to talk to other people just because you're hanging on to the possibility that, oh, this person, things might work out with them or they might come back or whatever, right?
Not necessarily that. I think sometimes people are just so hurt that they can't move on.
Well, yes, but...
because the betrayal is like...
that's a sometimes thing. That is... it hurts, but it's like you're still going to be... there are some people who hold on hope that, you know, the relationship might restart or something like that. So at that point, what would end up happening is like, it's not like I don't want to waste the time, right? Or, well, no, that's what it is. I just don't want to waste the time because if I'm eventually going to get over it, then why can't I just get over it tomorrow and then move about my life, you know? And if one day I run out of the pills, then fuck it.
Then avoid any type of person to avoid being heartbroken.
Yeah.
No.
It's like, what if now, right? It's not like you get heartbroken every day. So what if you actually, you know, you get over this, and the worst case scenario is that when you run out, you actually have to feel. Then at that point, I mean, yes, it'll suck, but then you spent so much time before just not having to deal with that. Like, you had a point like, yes, you have to deal with it now. And the reality is like, you always are going to have to deal with heartbreak. There's just no matter what, no matter how much heartbreak you've been through, it's either you've been so desensitized by it at one point, or you get to a point where like, no matter what, you're still going to feel that pain, you know? So I could just skip a few steps.
Skip all this stuff.
And just get there. Like, I'm already over it. I'm going to go talk to somebody else. And, you know, but my main thing is that it might promote a lack of, I guess, trying, or maybe it might make you want to try harder. Like, sometimes people avoid relationships because they don't want to get hurt. But
yeah,
if you know that you can have like this undo or this, oops, let me just delete this little part, you know?
Yeah, but then what if that just makes us go out and hurt each other more? You know, because you're just like, well, the person could just easily take a pill and whatever I do to them, they'll be over it.
That's probably the case. Like, it would make you feel like if it can be undone so easily, you're just not going to take anything seriously. So it does have a lot of little parts there where maybe everybody just starts going out and doing whatever with the sole thought that like, hey, you can wake up tomorrow and just not feel as bad or not feel anything. And who knows, maybe that'll cure a lot of people's dependency issues and a lot more relationships that would normally not work out. Like, you know, some people do stay in relationships just because they don't want to start over. But if you could just kind of get rid of that thought or that pain of like, damn, I got to start over, then maybe you might end up happier in life, you know, happier with someone else. Maybe. Who knows? There's a lot of possibilities, but really what I care about is some side effects. Because that kind of sounds like something, like, you know, if you take too many painkillers,
yeah,
maybe eventually that might fuck up with some of your nerves.
it sounds like most drug commercials when they're like, oh, you know, it's all happy and cherry, like take the pill, feel better. Mm-hmm. And then in like super tiny writing, may cause heart attack, blood clots.
Right.
You may lose vision in your eyes. Like, you know, like some really crazy shit, but you know, you won't feel heartbreak. So it's okay. It's all good.
Yeah, right. We could have a, you know, the more that it makes you not feel certain things, the less likely that you are to actually feel things.
Yeah.
So now when it comes to like, maybe you lose that bit of empathy the more that you take it. You know, maybe now you're not even as eager to go into a new relationship because, you know, fuck all that. Like, you don't even care about it like that. And it is a possibility. You know, that's like the biggest sounding possibility when you think about it.
That's definitely. Because, like, you could just be like, you know, why build anything? Why go into it, like, trying to build something serious when it could end and the person will be fine
tomorrow? Right. And now it's a lot of time wasted. And it's like I don't want to say like a mind erasing thing, because you have those memories, but I would assume it's like you just wouldn't feel anything towards them. Or like you look back at it and kind of laugh at the situation, maybe. Because like no matter what, it's just gonna be so tough for you to just actually keep on basically keep on feeling things if like you just keep basically taking pills that would remove that. And that's always a weird side effect with like pills and shit. If you're gonna take pills that help you pee, your body starts to adapt, and then it's like either you'll need more pills to do it, or now you're
peeing on your own.
Yeah. So what if that's the situation? Now your body gets used to it and it's like, okay, you need way more, like instead of one pill, you need two pills next time because the heartbreak is bigger, or it's not as big of a heartbreak. You just met her like 2 weeks ago. You could just crush it and take half a tablet, you know? It would be interesting just to see how the hell that works out.
But like, what about like, you know, like when people break up and, you know, years later they get together. So it's just like, you know, because I doubt the pill would like have 100% effective rate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like there has to be people who, you know, they break up, they go through their shit, take the pill, move on, and then they just keep drawing. They keep being drawn back to each other.
I see. I guess in that situation, it might not even be because of the pill, because there are times when, you know, we've seen people that they just they go through the whole breakup and it's a bad breakup.
Just to get back to
you. Then, yeah, years later or months later, it's like they needed that break or whatever. And they get back together and realize, like, damn, they were both just being stupid as fuck. You know? So it could be a situation like that, really, where, like, yeah, you know, they take the pill. But again, I guess since it kind of speeds up that situation where you don't take 3, 4, 5, 6 months to, like, you know, deal with this heartbreak, it's like a day or two and it's out your system, then at that point you can move on so much faster. And the idea of like relationships, everything would be moving crazy fast.
Yeah.
And I would be all for it, because like you're dealing with mostly happiness, right? Or at least good times, more or less. And I guess that also brings up the problem in this situation, because now it comes to that whole like conundrum of, if you're always happy, then are you really happy? You know? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a bad day, it's just a bad day compared to like a breakup. You're like, damn. But now if you've never dealt with a breakup, any little mishap might end up causing you to take this pill because you don't know what to deal with anything. You know, like somebody laughed at you, so you take the pill. Or somebody called you a name, so you take the pill. Or you thought someone was laughing at you because of your anxiety, so you take the pill. So it's like, what if now it just starts doing some crazy shit to you? It's a whole rabbit hole.
There's the whole, you know, they start recalling drugs, they start passing laws, they started tightening up access, who can get it.
Oh, imagine how tight people would be.
Oh, super. That like, never goes well.
It really wouldn't. Because we had this pill for how long? And then now you're telling me you're looking out for my good? Or you're looking out for me and you want to limit the amount of happiness I can get? Nah.
No.
But that is my main concern. Is like, you can't have one thing without having another. And like the idea of nothing but constant happiness just doesn't, like, you won't know what happiness is if you don't have the downfalls, you know?
Yeah.
So now it's that situation where like you're not gonna have those low points to really make the high points feel high. You're just gonna be at a new normal. And what if now, like, imagine if people start having arguments, right? Couples start having arguments, and those are not great times. So instead of actually dealing with it, they just take a pill. That would kind of, that'd fuck up a lot of relationships, because like you never actually dealt with the problem. You just kind of sped through the awkwardness of
just put a Band-Aid on it. Day.
And then it's gonna happen again, and you're just gonna take a pill, and then like eventually it's like, alright, fuck this, and then you're gonna take a pill and then just forget all about it.
That'd be fun,
wouldn't it?
It'd be a blast.
But aside from that, I mean, I don't know any other side effects besides from like just fucking with your brain.
Yeah.
It just, no matter what, just sounds like it's going to be messing with your head. I don't know. But that's going to be it for us, guys. Thank you for listening.
Like, subscribe, comment, whatever is applicable to whatever platform you're using. Thank you for listening.
Oh, man. But